When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And now back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two in full effect now. Ready to rock and roll here. SiriusXM Channel 159. Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside here. Solo mission. One more hour. A lot of fun to be had here, but let's find out here where JP is going with a total that's going to start before 8 o'clock tonight. Now, this is not a team total, right, JP? It's just a total for the game. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, it's a game total.
All right. Game total tonight. How about, you know what? New York Mets, 8.5 over Falter versus Peterson. Last night, this number would cash. Tonight, I think it cashes again. That's where I'm going. Where are you going tonight with your action on a total?
I'm going under in the Phillies-Blue Jays game.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it's actually dropped down to 7.5 at some outlets. Eights across the board. I agree with it. Zach Wheeler, the Phillies ace. You say Kikuchi has been on fire. He is a left-handed pitcher. However, the Phillies have hit left-handed pitching well over the past month, but it's got a playoff vibe feeling to it. And the Philadelphia Phillies, who scored, what, one run on Saturday, no runs on Sunday, day off Monday on the road. I think I agree with you. Why did you go with it, JP?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, playoff feel, and you've got Kikuchi and Wheeler on the mound. I think this is going to be a game where everyone's in their best of the bullpen, like no playing around. So I think you're going to see both teams' best, and you're going to see a low-scoring effort.
There you go. As Kevin would say,
value?
That looks like we got some value in that game on the under. All right, hour number two, how do we start this off? Well, let's take a look at football here again. Two running backs signing, interesting numbers across the board. And that first running back to sign yesterday was Ezekiel Elliott. Around 5 o'clock, Adam Schefter tweeted it out. Ezekiel Elliott's one-year deal with the Patriots includes a $3 million base salary, a $1 million signing bonus, and can be worth up to $6 million with incentives. Pretty good deal there for Ezekiel Elliott, who got cut by the Dallas Cowboys. He'll go into a room with Ramondre Stevenson, who is the more talented back. But Ezekiel Elliott is fantastic out of the backfield, fantastic picking up the blitz, and should be healthy this year and should be a quality short yards back. I took him to go over his rushing prop this year, 375.5 yards, which again equates to 22 yards rushing per game. His total of touchdowns listed for rushing this year, 4.5 at a plus money number. I think it was plus 112 this morning. If he's going to be a short yards back, he is going to score more than 5 touchdowns. I think that also makes sense. But I just went with the yards prop because I just thought it was ridiculous. Like, if Ezekiel Elliott averages 16 yards rushing per game and plays in 15 or 16 games, so be it. I'll lose that bet. That's ridiculous. Zeke needs like one rushing day. Like, okay, Zeke got 11 carries for 55 yards. Just walk up to the window and cash that ticket already. That's the way I feel. I really do. Love that bet. Fired away. It made some sense. The other running back, which signed yesterday, about 2 hours later, breaking news from Adam Schefter. 7 o'clock Eastern, and that was Dalvin Cook signing with the New York Jets. A one-year deal worth up to $8.6 million with the New York Jets. His rushing prop on the FanDuel Sportsbook for the New York Jets in 2023, that's only listed at $600. So you're looking at two really low numbers for guys that are used to breaking the bank in the backfield with both touchdowns and also rushing yards. We'll see how it plays out. The lead back is probably going to be Dalvin Cook to start the season. It depends on how quickly up the speed that we are going to get with Breece Hall. Looking again at the New England backfield, Ezekiel Elliott's going to have a chance to come in right away and be their short yardage back and also handle a lot of stuff on third down, which means picking up the blitz. Stevenson and Ezekiel Elliott, not bad here. I don't mind the offense. I'm telling you right now, I don't mind the offense here for the New England Patriots. They just need good quarterback play. Or should I say, they just need solid quarterback play. But also, as I joked about in hour number one, why do we like Ezekiel Elliott to go over the 375 so much? Because Mac Jones can't throw the football in December and January. He's not allowed to. A little bit of coldness out there, a little bit of wind. Bill says, you know what? Five passes max. Max. You're going to throw five passes max and just sit this one out. Hand the football off. That's why we like it. But running backs on the move in the NFL, we'll see how other shoes are dropping. But the big one, I think we could agree, certainly, was Dalvin Cook. And he got a pretty good paycheck. Waited it out, got a spot that he should be able to win at, and maybe not get used and abused and still win football games and have enough left in the tank for next year to say, you know what? Let me hit the free agent market again. I think I can make a dent here and certainly make some cash. I think that also goes into the equation as well. But again, I did bet Ezekiel Elliott's rushing prop total over 375.5. If you guys have any season-long props you want to talk about, I don't even care if it's a team or a player that you've already bet, hit us up on Twitter, hashtag SGMoneyline. That'll get you through. I'll try to read as many as possible here on the air. Or if you say, you know what? Not getting on the Twitter machine, Donnie. Calling you direct. Easy also. 844-843-6879 gets you directly through. And we got a lot of stuff to go over here in hour number two, which includes Major League Baseball. I'm going to start that up next year because there's a lot of games that are crossing my radar that I do think have some value. We could have as many as five team totals in action tonight if it makes sense. And I'm having fun here. Some of the criteria that I'm using is just to bet these games blind on team totals if I think it makes sense just to fade the pitcher themselves. And then doubling down on some RBI prop as well. So this should be a fun one to play out tonight. I think we're getting runs. Good hitting environments. A guy, I'll tell you right now, we're fading is Josiah Gray. You heard that here first. There are a ton of lefties in the lineup tonight that are anticipated for the Red Sox. Josiah Gray can't get lefties out. Could it be a match made in heaven? We'll take a look at that game and much more. And also, some of the props here for RBI and some of the price points that we can get those at. Let's pick two out per game there. Let's have maybe a minimum of 10 RBI props today on a Tuesday. Yeah, it's going up on a Tuesday. Donnie Wrightside here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's go. Hour number two in full effect right here. Major League Baseball about to take center stage as we wait for week two of the preseason to get fired up and heated up, which will get going soon. Got some good games on this weekend, no doubt about it. But let's get to the phone lines here and continue the good times. 844-843-6879. We're going Jordan in Phoenix on a Tuesday afternoon right here on Moneyline. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, Donnie?
Hey, hey, brother.
You're making your boy some money out here in Phoenix, so shout you out on those,
that's what we like.
That team total, that Cardinals. That's what we like to see. That's what we like. And then I'm going to go.
That is what we like.
Pete Alonso again tonight. I'm going to go Alonso again tonight. I think I seen you were on that, too. Mm-hmm. So that's beautiful. And then, what about your guys' the guy you drafted, Jalen Carter, looking pretty good in his first preseason game. I think you guys may have got the steal of all of the draft. I'm not even going to lie, man. You know, I'm a Niners fan. I'm scared of Philly, so it's going to be a battle. And then sounds like you're hammering away at some RBI props tonight. I'll be looking out for those. And then K-Dub will be back on the grid tomorrow.
He's back on the grid tomorrow. Can you actually believe that? Yeah.
Tomorrow. Let's go. We got the crew back, UJP and K-Dub. Let's go. You know, the best show on the grid, Donnie. I can't wait for some football, man. Shout out to JP behind the scene. I'll talk to you tomorrow, man.
There we go.
That's a sound point, though.
Yep, we're ready. Are we actually ready for Kevin to come back tomorrow? It's been a long time. Kevin hasn't been on a show here on the Sports Grid Network since June 23rd. Say August 15th today. So we don't know. I mean, all he does is send in tapes here, right?
Yes, I'll be back on the show tomorrow. Don't you worry.
I mean, even his voice has changed here. It's been so long since he hasn't been on with us here. But we'll see. We'll see what old K-Dub has to offer. But let's get to some Major League Baseball. Who's ready to have some fun? Who's ready to win some money? There might be a lot of wagers in tonight, which also gets me excited and feels like it gets me nervous at the same time, if that makes sense. Because I like tonight. I think we're going to make some hay. Now, instead of just going across every single game on the board, right? Let's focus in on what matters. The games we're going to be involved in. And that means fading the pitchers, Ty Block, Luis Severino, Bryce Elder, Christian Javier, and Jose Gray of the Washington Nationals. So let's start here. First game of the night on the board. It's actually two games that start at 6:40. But we're going to focus here for the moment on Houston and Miami. As you heard me talk about, Christian Javier, ERA of 6.16, just to give you a little bit of a barometer. But his xFIP number is 5.66. He's going to get hit tonight. I understand it's not a great hitter's ballpark and all that. But if you're looking at a pitcher, and granted, these are some of the times that you take a look at. Hear me out on this, right? Weighted on base percentages is what you're going to go after, as well as ISO power numbers, right? He's struggling, specifically to lefties, with a 255 ISO power number. Javier's a right-handed pitcher, right? His ground ball percentages are astronomically low. That's why his xFIP number is high. And again, if most people don't know what xFIP is, it's fielding independent of pitching, but also expected, which means it's not actually if you gave up two fly balls a game, they both left the ballpark. It's how many fly balls you're giving up. Why? That's chances to hit home runs, and that's the way you get down with some team totals. Fastest way to cover a team total, hit a three-run home run, not three singles in one inning. Last 111 batters that Christian Javier has faced, his ground ball percentage, 20%, which means 80% of the baseballs hit are line drives or in the air. That's devastatingly bad for a pitcher. That's going to catch up to you. So if we're looking at guys that make sense here, right, you're probably looking towards lefties in the lineup. Luis Arraez, not really a huge RBI guy, but it looks like if they bat Soler first, that means Soler has a good chance to be on base, and Luis Arraez with a chance to drive him in. Also, Josh Bell is a switch hitter. He'll bat from the left-hand side. Also, Jazz Chisholm and Jesus Sanchez. All legitimate guys to make the card tonight. Yes, that many guys. Probably going to pick two of those of what makes sense, but those are the guys we'll be focused on with primarily. Looks like Jazz Chisholm, 267, we'll lean on him, and maybe Josh Bell at a 213. That's the way we might be going. But I expect runs here tonight out of the Miami Marlins, and we're probably going to go with the team total there, of course, on the Marlins as well. So keep an eye on the Miami Marlins tonight. They're probably going to make the card multiple times, which means RBI props and also taking a team total. Let's take a look at the Washington Nationals game. They're going to line up against the Boston Red Sox. This game is going to be in Washington. 82 degrees at first pitch, light wind blowing out to dead center field. Boston is going to throw a lot of left-handed batters at Josiah Gray. A lot of them. Now, in the middle of that order, Turner, Devers, and Casas off the charts with ISO power numbers. 250, 260, 397. Weighted on base percentages, 394, 384, and 525. Electric. They'll be on our team total list tonight, the Boston Red Sox, no doubt about it. We just have to decide which way we want to go. And we might have to go all three with Turner, Devers, and Casas, to be honest. It looks like that's the way we probably are going to go here. But I'm liking that team total and also a couple RBI shots there. Let's take a look at the Atlanta Braves game tonight, which is great for two aspects. Two pitchers that are poor, Luis Severino and Bryce Elder, at least xFIP-wise, over the past 6 weeks in Major League Baseball. Luis Severino is really struggling against lefties. I mean, they are poking his eyes out. a 500 ISO, and a weighted on-base percentage of 611 over the past 50 batters for the last 30 days. That's incredible. So you know where we're lining up again. Matt Olson, absolutely. And I have Michael Harris, the second, in that second hole. So I took my same game parlay on this with Harris and Olson. I don't know if I'm going to double down per se. I probably should. And just go with Harris and Olson with his individual RBIs. Probably makes some sense in this one. But looking at a team total in this game, you got to be in on the Braves as a team total. It's just almost a fact. 80 degrees again down in Atlanta. You know it'll be muggy. Wind blowing out to left field. It does make some sense. But also, take a look at the opposite side. Bryce Elder. He's got a higher xFIP here than Luis Severino does. How about that? He struggles to get left-handed batters out. This lineup, though, stinks, quite honestly, with the Yankees. So it almost has the same feel last night as we took, right? And again, the lineup didn't stink for the Pirates. Their numbers were, good. They just didn't hit. Sometimes that's just the way it is. But tonight, if we're looking at Bryce Elder on the mound, he doesn't get lefties out. Jake Bauer's leadoff 255 ISO power number last 30 days against righties. That would make some sense here. And maybe even Billy McKinney. He's only got a 158 ISO, but a 354 weighted on base percentage. Something to maybe keep an eye on. Trying to get hammered home on those lefty batters. But that's another one that we're certainly going to be taking a look at here today. Third one here. The fifth, which is Ty Block, 5.14 xFIP number, pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. Let's line this game up against the Arizona Diamondbacks, who stink out loud on the field right now. But we're just going to be looking at them in the batter's box tonight. Because Block doesn't have terrible numbers overall, but he has given up fly balls, and that's always an issue, and also he doesn't strike anybody out. So if we're looking to go with a couple right-handed batters that make some sense, Christian Walker in the middle of that lineup, you're in Coors, by the way, 90 degrees. Who knows what Christian Walker's number is actually going to be here? Let me see if I can find it quickly. It's probably going to be ridiculous. But maybe you just have to double down and say, well, hopefully you can get two RBI tonight. Let me see if I can check this out quickly here before we get to the break. Runs batted in, Christian Walker. He has a minus 115 price to record an RBI. He'll get one tonight. I really think he does. Maybe we take the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll see. But we're fading five pitchers, and we're ready to go here on a Tuesday afternoon. Stani Right Side Moneyline right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, having some fun here. Major League Baseball in hour number two. Just hit those five pitchers that we want to fade tonight. Josiah Gray, Christian Javier, Bryce Elder, Luis Severino, and Ty Block. There are some guys a little bit close there. The high fours, Graham Ashcraft, Jordan Lyles, Dakota Hudson, Jordan Montgomery. So a lot of Jordans in there. And Lucas Giolito, who threw seven starts here in the past 60 days, 1-3 overall with a high ERA. But the guys, again, were fading Gray, Javier, Elder, Severino, and Block. There are a lot of interesting games on the card tonight. It is a full slate in Major League Baseball, as it typically is every Tuesday. Guardians and the Reds, playoff implications all the way around there. Allen versus Ashcraft in that game. The Astros and the Marlins, Javier versus Cueto. Again, playoff implications in that game. The Boston Red Sox, I guess you could say playoff implications for them, but none for the Nationals. Nick Pivetta go out against Josiah Gray tonight in that game. And also, say that time, look at that. Gray 7-9 with 3.69 ERA. Who cares about ERA? ERA doesn't measure up the true talent of a pitcher here. And we're going to be fading Josiah Gray. And I actually have Josiah Gray as the worst pitcher on the slate here through the past 6 weeks. If we're lining up 24 pitchers today, he's number 24. We're going to pound him with the Boston Red Sox. Good hitting weather there. North of the border tonight, Phillies and Blue Jays, which JP has a play on the under in this one, under 8 runs. That's Zach Wheeler, 3.74 ERA. You say Kikuchi, 3.53. Kikuchi's been absolutely on fire, by the way, the past 30 days in Major League Baseball. He has. Like, if we take a look here and match these two guys up, Zach Wheeler's past 30 days, ISO power numbers combined, against lefty and righties, 187. Just slightly above average. Weighted on base percentage, 269. Very good. But take a look at Kikuchi here. ISO power number combined against lefties and righties the last month, 047. Weighted on base percentage, 257. He's been electric. Like, break down these numbers here on the ISO power number for Kikuchi. To lefty, zero. Righty's 061. He's really doing well. He is. But if we're also looking at over the past 6 weeks, XFIP numbers, Kikuchi and Wheeler, top four. Kikuchi today, fourth on my card. Zach Wheeler, number two. So you're getting two of the top four pitchers on the card matching up against each other in Toronto today. That should be one to play out. The season ended today. The Philadelphia Phillies will be in as a wild card, and so would the Toronto Blue Jays. Pittsburgh and the New York Mets. I think we're going to get runs again tonight. Now, guys also, when you say, like, hey, who are you fading, Donnie? You didn't actually say you wanted to fade Bailey Falter. Bailey Falter hasn't been that good. But also, Bailey Falter doesn't have enough innings to qualify here over the past 30 days. Only 39 batters he's faced. He's a bad pitcher. He doesn't get lefties out or righties. Now, granted, he's a left-handed hitter. Excuse me, left-handed pitcher. I think tonight we have to do an automatic shot, to be honest. Even if it doesn't line up, per se, on some of the higher XFIP guys, it makes sense to get after Bailey Falter tonight. 77 degrees in New York, slight wind blowing in from right field. How do you not take Pete Alonso? 458 ISO, 472 weighted on base percentage, 327 at-bats over the past 30 days against lefties. He should nuke a baseball tonight. He really should. Typically, you want to take two guys to get RBIs in games just to match them up at plus money numbers. But I don't even think we're going to do that tonight. I just think it's going to be Pete Alonso for us, and that's it. Let me see what Pete Alonso's number actually is also. Let's see. Going up against Falter tonight. By the way, Peterson on the mound, not a very good pitcher either that way. So we might be getting numbers. If you bet the over last night, I believe that cashed in that Mets-Pirates game. Probably going to cash again tonight. Player props. Let's see in this one. Runs batted in. Pete Alonso plus 140 tonight. I think it makes some sense. I do. What's the double down number for him? Let's see here. Pete Alonso, 550. So maybe worth a shot there. Francisco Alvarez obviously has some pretty good numbers too. In the number two hole tonight. What are his price points here? Plus 175 for an RBI. 7-1 here. For two. Now, if you're looking to really ramp it up, this is where you can have some fun. You think Pete Alonso goes nuts tonight? And what is nuts? Like you say, oh, that's a good night, 3 RBI. That's 16-1. Pete Alonso to get 3 RBI tonight, 16-1. Think he goes for 4? That's 35-1. So you can get some nasty numbers out here. But again, you're talking about 3 and 4 RBI. That's a pretty good game. He does that maybe, what, once a month? You just have to pick the correct day? But if we're looking at 2 RBI shots here, I do think Pete Alonso does have a legitimate chance for that. Keeping it moving in the game card tonight here. Yankees and the Braves went over that one. Severino, terrible. Elder. Elder's actually got a 3.64 ERA. Don't care. Don't care. He actually has a worse XFIP than his counterpart, Luis Severino, tonight. He should get hit. Tigers and the Twins, who cares about that game? Athletics and the Cardinals tonight. Spencer Watkins going to appear on the mound first time. For the Athletics this year versus Dakota Hudson. Feel for that game? Not really. We hit the Cardinals last night on the team total. It was nice. White Sox and the Cubs battle the Windy City tonight. The red hot Chicago Cubs at the plate. They should bang around Tuki Toussaint out there on the mound. I don't think I have Tuki rated today either. Oh, there he is. 13th on the card out of 24. So right about smack dab in the middle. 1-4 in his last 5 starts. He's pitched in 8 games over the past 6 weeks. 36 and a third innings pitched. A 4.53 XFIP number. But there are a lot of really good Cubs on that team that can do some damage. Not really going to get involved, I don't think, in that game. Mariners and the Royals. Hancock making his second start there. No decision in his first game. 1.80 ERA. Jordan Lyles out here sporting his nice, pristine record of 3-13 with an ERA of 6.13. A game that we'll be involved in tonight, Diamondbacks and the Rockies. I don't know if we're going team total. It's 12.5 as a total in the game. Team total is probably going to be pretty steep for the Diamondbacks, but a couple RBI props will be in it for sure. Mantiply on the mound for the Diamondbacks. Block on the mound for the Colorado Rockies. Orioles and the Padres. I'm done with the Padres. Like, I bet like $30 to win $1,500 on a World Series. Didn't really think they could make the World Series, but maybe do damage if they got to the playoffs. They lose every game. Like, I was like, oh, they're like three back. They can make a run on this thing. There's like 6.5 games back now. What happened to the Padres? Bums. And the minute I bet on them, they turned into bums, which was even worse. I don't think there's any hope for them. They're so talented, and they're not injured. They're just not playing well. Games they should be winning, they don't win. They don't. Bad bet by me on that one. Looking to get value, obviously, but value certainly in the eye of the beholder. And the beholder, me, being the Padres and a ticket in my back pocket, doesn't look very good. By the way, lineup did come out here for the Marlins, and as we anticipated, Soler will be leading off in that game. Luis Arraez, number two. So once we get after it here, make those decisions on which way we want to go, follow me at RightsideVP, and also I'm going to make sure I start using that hashtag SGMoneyline to put the plays out there. So if you are listening and you have any plays that you're going to get down on tonight and you post them on Twitter, hashtag it, SGMoneyline. Let's see what you're on. We build this community out here, a winning community of what we're on, an easy spot to watch it at. Sounds like a move that makes some sense. But also, for me, I got to remember here to bet it myself. I will. I definitely will. Rays Giants tonight. Rays last night pounded the Giants. Pounded them. And that's also the Rays here without Wander Franco, who's on the commissioner's list, and through social media reports, apparently dating a minor. If that's the case, he's played his last inning in Major League Baseball. But they're going through a complete review, both, I believe, the Dominican Republic authorities and also Major League Baseball. And by the way, you can't really speculate on this type of stuff because we don't know. It's just all alleged reports. But if this really wasn't true, wouldn't the agent slash lawyer come out right away for Wander Franco and say, you know what? This report's false. We're like countersuing at this point. So the fact of the matter that it was just accepted that he goes on the commissioner's list and doesn't play baseball down the stretch in a pennant race. Sometimes we believe where there's smoke, there's fire at this point. We'll see how that turns up, or see how it turns out, I should say. If it's anything like the Trevor Bauer scenario where he was put on the commissioner's list for like 10 years, they don't really move all that fast. But that's certainly one here to keep an eye on. So you're probably going to lose one of your best baseball players to the commissioner's list and your best pitcher, one of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball in Shane McClanahan, to an arm injury. Things certainly aren't looking up for the Rays here at all. But they're going to play tonight. Littell's on the mound, who has a very good ex-fip over the past 6 weeks, going up against Junis. And by the way, let me just check one outlet real quick, because I did see the one where it said Manaea was going to be there as well. Let's just see if that's an opener here tonight. Let me slide it down. Let's see what we got here. Doesn't say it. Just has Junis here as the listed expected starter here tonight. Late night West Coast action. Two first place teams tonight. That's the Brewers and the Dodgers. Hauser versus Miller in this game. Let me see how some of these factor, because Miller's got it. These guys have to have enough action. Okay. Hauser and Miller, if we're looking at 24 total pitchers on the card tonight over the last 6 weeks, 20 innings minimum. How about this? Bobby Miller, 10th. Adrian Hauser, 11th. 4.15 xFIP for Miller. 4.29 xFIP for Hauser. Does anybody want to go up against that Dodgers lineup? Not me, pal. Not me at all. And by the way, just before we hit the break, if you're just tuning in for the first time today, same game parlay that I do each and every morning on the Sports Grid Network today. That's going to be from Hotlanta tonight. Muggy conditions, rinse and repeat, I named it. Michael Harris to record a run, Olsen to record an RBI, plus 158 price. We'll be in on some action tonight, having some fun kicking it around. Got another big segment coming up here. What are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? Well, you can call in if you want. 844-843-6879. Donnie Wright's out on the grid. Be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rocking and rolling here in hour number two. Donnie Wright's out on the grid. Solo mission again. Ready to rock. Phone lines, we'll get to them in just a moment here. The Philadelphia Eagles, by the way, and the Cleveland Browns are doing their joint practices. Yesterday had one at 5 o'clock. Today they moved it up, I guess, because maybe some rain in the forecast. Looks like they're battling it out right now. Love to see it. And again, they should be streaming these live on the internet or TV so we can watch these. Much more entertaining because the stars do play in these controlled practice environments in 11-on-11. Should be a lot of fun to watch, and I wish that the Philadelphia Eagles and or the Cleveland Browns were doing that, but maybe in the future they will be able to. All right, let's get to the phone lines here and continue the madness here on a Tuesday, 844-843-6879. You know who's on deck here. It's the X-Man. Get in here and talk to us, X-Man. What do you got? What do we got, X-Man?
Yeah. We got three baseballs, WNBA, Breonna Stewart, 25 points, New York Liberty to win is a plus 600. Going with the Astros and the Twins on the run line. And we're going with the LA Angels on the alternate run line, 1.5.
Oh. Whew.
Beats
up on this one, and I said,
WNBA.
Yeah. By the way, if the people don't know already, I like it. I like it. Five, look at this. By the way, he already posted it here, people. Hashtag SG Moneyline, added JP, added our guy Jordan out there in Phoenix. He says he's born ready. This is a 118-1 ticket. $5.88. Pays $700 tonight. Now, give me the confidence level for you tonight, X-Man, on this one.
I'm always confident. I feel like the first day of school, I'm fresh and I'm ready to go.
I love it. I love this card. I can't wait. We got preseason football this week, Major League Baseball in full effect. X-Man's out here knocking down the Liberty to win and Breonna Stewart props here. I think it's going to be a good night tonight. 118-1 for our guy. That's the way you do it, man. That's the way you call in and let it go. That's a round of applause right here. And also, we love when the X-Man calls in and also uses the Twitter machine. Get out there. We're putting everything up here on hashtag SG Moneyline. Trying to make some money for the people. We're trying to share that information. As X-Man said, feeling like the first day of school out here. By the way, first day of school is coming up for a lot of some kids are actually already back, as I see across Twitter. Depending on where you are in the country, how early some of these schools actually start. Here in the Northeast in New Jersey, it's typically a day or two after Labor Day, that first week of September. I'm ready for hoodie weather, man. I'm ready for it. Like right now, I'm doing my show in the studio. It's 62 degrees. I love it. I love a freezing cold studio to do shows in the morning, at night, whenever. I like to sleep in the freezing cold. But you know what you can't beat? And everybody knows you're there. I walk my dogs quite a bit. I love cigars. I love to light them up. Sit in the hot tub out back. But nothing beats like that 60-degree day with the sun's out, the leaves just starting to turn here in the Northeast. Like that early October weather, it doesn't get any better than that. Especially when the week is winding down, right? And you know football is going to be here this weekend. That's when it's the best. And I understand it's the summer. And I don't like things to go too quickly here because I love Major League Baseball. And I certainly love the anticipation of football season. But also at that same time, like, yeah, we're getting our wagers in. But boy, there is just something absolutely special about dipping into the fall. Because once we hit the ground running, that first week of September, Thursday night football, Chiefs-Lions, we don't look back from there. And it goes so quickly at that point that you can't even catch back up. Before you blink, the Super Bowl is going to be played in Las Vegas. Then we're going to be wondering what we're doing over the next 6 to 7 months. Yeah, we have fun with basketball, college and also professional. But nothing beats the anticipation of football season, which we're seeing right now. And I got to tell you guys again.
Hey, yo.
I'm liking preseason football. I am. I'm really liking preseason football. Now, also, what are we going to anticipate this week out of Hard Knocks? What do we think? Behind the scenes here, Aaron Rodgers getting a really good PR bump from this. Vibes are good for the Jets. Dalvin Cook will be on center stage. They'll probably get him, like, walking into camp, taking his physical, lacing him up for the first time. Behind the scenes, you can't get enough of that, right? It's good stuff. Thank goodness the Jets are on there. By the way, he did get an $8.6 million deal, which is fantastic for a running back. It really is. But I want to know if anybody out there is jumping on any of these player props to start. Because I got to tell you, it's going to be a time where I'm going to do a complete scrub here of the FanDuel Sportsbook to see which numbers look ridiculous and which numbers I need to play. Because right now in the betting markets, I bet Odell Beckham Jr. over 580 and a half yards in 2023. I think he gets that. I think he stays healthy and he easily eclipses that. 1 year contract for him with a lot of incentives as well. He's going to want to perform and Lamar Jackson will get him the football. No question in my mind. I also messed around as there was a Kay Adams boost, and this was from days this year, the 10th, so 5 days ago. And it was if you were taking futures on the divisional win market on the FanDuel Sportsbook. And I put a five-leg parlay in. Took the Bills, Ravens, Jaguars, Eagles, and Saints to win their division. I bet $25 to win $1,500 if that comes in. Now, granted, it's a long shot. Team's surprised all the time. But I think the Philadelphia Eagles are the best team in the division, I bet them. If I think the New Orleans Saints are the best team in the division, I bet them. Jacksonville Jaguars in the AFC South, I bet them. The Baltimore Ravens at a plus 233 price, the longest of the shots there. I think they're the best team in the division, I bet them. It's going to be wonderful to watch that division play out. Then the Buffalo Bills in the East, an unbelievably talented division there. So again, that's what a long shot is for. Put it in, set it, bet it, forget it, and then maybe around Christmas time, you're getting $1,500 in your back pocket on a bet that you, quite frankly, probably forgot about for most of the season. Ezekiel Elliott, over 375 and a half yards. Ridiculous price. 22 yards per game if he stays healthy. Ridiculous. I bet that one as well. But also, I wanted to talk about this. The FanDuel Sportsbook, which last year gave me a $200 wager. Or didn't give me it to me. I shouldn't say that's wrong. If you bet up to $200, for every win up to 10 wins, you got $20 back. This year, only I got to bet $100 in that market, which is what they gave me, and I took it. It's $10 back, minimum of 10 wins that you would get back, and you're basically saying, okay, pick a team that you think is going to get at least 10 wins, and you'll be free-rolling that wager. So I took a look at the Baltimore Ravens, and you guys know me. I've been ravened up for a while now. Am I expecting unbelievable things that pop off the screen? Not necessarily, but I expect a really good football team that's coached well, with a quarterback that's getting paid just about more money than anybody in the history of the league. And I expect him to dominate. And I expect him to be healthy. A new offensive coordinator. Brand new weapons at wide receiver. From a first-round draft pick there, all the way down to getting Odell Beckham Jr. and still having Mark Andrews at tight end. J.K. Dobbins activated from the PUP list. He should be ready to go. All parts in play here for that offense. And I put the $100 wager on them at 18-1. So that $100 wager, at the end of the day, if it wins, pays $1,900 back. Now I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to win $1,900. So people say, like, oh, you're not even going to win. Oh, that's right. You're not even going to, Ravens aren't going to win the Super Bowl. You won't win anything back. Like, no. There's never going to be a chance, unless I say this. If the Baltimore Ravens go through the AFC this year with the number one overall seed, I might just let that thing ride into the Super Bowl. But having said that, you know me. I typically don't. 25-1 ticket on UConn. I hedged out of it a few times. Ended up picking about $1,500 up, which is perfect. That's all I wanted to do. 15-time return on my investment. I'll take it every single time. That's what you're looking to do with the Ravens at this point here. Get me to the playoffs. Get me in a home game in the playoffs. Win that game. And that ticket then will turn into a guaranteed profit. And also, in the meantime, if I expect them to win their division, they're going to win more than 10 games, which means you get the $10 bets back each and every time up to 10 wins, which is $100. So therefore, again, free roll in the Ravens. But what do you do with those $10? Do you bet them that week? No, probably not. I'm going to fire away on multiple futures wagers throughout the season that might be a little bit longer shots to try to press the lever down and maybe get one of those to come back at a plus money shot, and away you go. So I'm excited here. I'm invested. There's going to be more wagers that I make on the NFL season here coming up on some of these futures. And sometimes I stumble into these, to be honest. Like today on the early line, when we had the, you know, rundown, looking through it, and you see some of the price points, you go, this doesn't make sense. And I say it right live on air. I tell the people all the time. You know me, I'm truthful with this stuff. When I bet games, I'm putting them out there on Twitter. I'm going to put real money behind it, have some fun, and see if they win, and see what the people have to say about that stuff. And I enjoy doing that. I really do. So when I stumble on something, as we continue to go down these lists of who's in and who's out, and also, up to the people out here, if you found something that you feel is ridiculous, put it out there. Hashtag SG Moneyline. Hey, Donnie, what do you think about this number here on a prop for this player? Because we're looking at some of those that are like, wait a second, why is this number so low? Now, granted, you know me. I say this all the time. They don't just make the numbers up. They're there for a reason. Like, it's not like, what are we going to do? Oh, 375 and a half for Ezekiel Elliott. Just thought about that. Like, no, that doesn't happen. The numbers are there for a reason. But if Ezekiel Elliott, barring getting his leg broken in half 5 games into the season, if he doesn't rush for 375 yards, you need to fire Bill Belichick. Why did you even bring the guy in? Because most running backs in the NFL, it is a 1-2 punch anymore, right? It's very rare where one guy is just out there all the time. It doesn't happen anymore. It's not smart. So Ezekiel Elliott, if he's going to be in a split backfield with Stevenson, he's going to get 375 yards rushing. Otherwise, the Patriots aren't winning any football games this year because apparently their offensive line is broken and doesn't work. Jordan says from Phoenix here, hashtag SG Moneyline. X-Man for the people and DRS out here in Phoenix. We are dying for hoodie weather. Yes. Like, I have hoodie weather in the house. It's hot as all get out outside today. But I got hoodie weather in the house. That's what we do, baby. Keep it cool. By the way, when you guys sleep at night, I know it differs. I need it cold. I really do. If it's not cold, I can't sleep. Sometimes when you sleep out, hotel room, first thing I do in there, crank it all the way down. Sometimes you're at somebody else's house, right? If you're on vacation, it's got to be cold, man. You get out of your element here. Like, oh, just open the window. No, just open the window. No. Put that bad boy down where it's like 65 degrees. Let us sleep in peace. That's the way I like to get down. It is. For some reason, I'm choking at this point. Just at the end of the show. You know I give my all out here. Choking or not choking. We will be back right after the break. It's Moneyline on a Tuesday.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment before we get out of here for the afternoon. A lot of fun on today's show here. A lot of good information overall. A lot of good callers. A lot of good people tweeting in here. So we're trying to make some dollars tonight. Also, we're going to be involved tonight big time at Rightside DP and also hashtag SG Moneyline. Going to pick out a few team totals. We'll have a few in tonight as well as a lot of RBI props. Feeling good tonight once again. If the pitchers that we're looking to fade tonight come through for us, that's Josiah Gray, Christian Javier, Bryce Elder, Luis Severino, and Ty Block. We'll have a good, profitable night overall. Great Sunday, great Monday. Looking for a great Tuesday here today. Also, same game parlay that I do have in effect. If you guys are watching Moneyline, and you should be each and every morning, you see we give out these plays daily. Mine today, rinse and repeat, as I called it. It's Harris to record a run and Olsen to record an RBI. That's of the Atlanta Braves at a plus 158 price. JP, where are we going with the action tonight?
Phillies Blue Jays under 8. It's already down to 7.5 on FanDuel, so we're getting value already.
Yes, you should be getting value. This game is supposed to go under. Both of those pitchers should deal. Even though it is a smaller ballpark, I don't think that's going to matter today. I really don't. And by the way, quickly here, Mammoth Hops, Jalen Carter, +7-1. Defensive Rookie of the Year. Hammer it before the number drops. Hashtag SG Moneyline. See that? Sharing for the people. If you got plays tonight, put them up. Hashtag SG Moneyline. Let's have some fun with this. I'll put my RBI props on there with a nice little at sign ready to go. It's what we do. We are for the people. And by the way, tomorrow, you know who's back?
That's right. It's Kevin Walsh.
Oh, he's ready to go too as well. Looking forward to that. It's been a long time. I told you guys. It's been since what? June 17th, I believe, last time Kevin has been live on the air on the Sports Grid Network, close to 2 months at this point. We'll hear his voice again, so that'll be some fun to talk about. And also, getting another day closer to week number 2 preseason football, which starts Thursday night. Philadelphia Eagles, Cleveland Browns. That'll do it for today's show. Fantastic stuff all the way around. Let's get some good vibes tonight. Let's cash in some tickets, gambling gods. JP on the wheels of steel, Donnie right side here. I will see you tomorrow. Later.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.